I was wondering two things. One, if any of your guests have had seen any of their lost loved ones that passed away before them.
My sister had a brain aneurysm, and just before she collapsed and her brain aneurysm, she clearly saw my father, who had died exactly 4 years to the day, to the hour that she collapsed. And she saw him sitting right next to her. So that was very bizarre.
Do you have anything like that, Richard? Someone once said he was going down an airplane once, an entire life flashed in front of him, and it wasn't his life. Denison, Texas, hello.
Hi, yes. I was just wanting to ask Jane, how is it that I'm 30 and I went through a major car accident and I was only like pronounced maybe 45 minutes of living, but I turned around and came out of it? How is it that you try to stay positive versus so much negativity around you in everybody that you try to get across to them exactly what you went through? And my entire life changed in a matter of a wreck. I mean, just overnight. I mean,
people stay negative around you, ma'am?
I mean, it's like I can't get over people that complain about little things or they don't. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. It just drives me completely crazy, you know, because life is just so precious. And when you've had something like this, you realize it more than anyone else. And so you kind of shake people and just say, look, you've got this amazing gift. There's so much you can do. There's so much you can give. There's so much you can share with people. Why didn't you do it?
Yeah, so when you run into people like complainers.
Oh, I'm horrible. Horrible with complainers.
Oh. Chattanooga, Tennessee. Hello.
Hi. This is for Dr. Ludwig.
Yeah.
My question, I was hit by a hit and run 4 years ago. I'm dealing with complex post-traumatic stress disorder. I was hit and knocked 50 feet in a parking lot and have a pulverized knee. And how long is it to overcome something like that, the nightmares and the flashbacks?
Are you in treatment? Are you in treatment with a psychiatrist or a psychotherapist?
No. They've given me is a counselor to talk to and... Okay. I've lost a lot of my spiritualness because I keep asking why it had to happen because I've tried to do things right.
But I'd like to have Dr. Ludwig answer and also Sade. Dr. Ludwig first.
Well, you know, first I would recommend that you get in counseling with somebody that you can talk to. It does take a while to get through the trauma, and sometimes it does take time to find a reason, and sometimes there is no good reason for why something bad happens, that when you find the purpose, you actually change the experience. But it also sounds like you need to get the right treatment so that you can talk it out, what happened to you, so you can get through it.
Sade?
You know, my mother went through a concentration camp experience. She was in Indonesia and the Japanese in World War II. And she said to me the only reason that she survived, as opposed to a lot of other people who didn't survive, was that she decided to nurse, to take care of other people there. And so what she did is she took herself out of herself. Rather than saying, why me? You know, I can't handle this. I can't do this anymore. She just went, she said to me, always, there's always someone worse off than you. There's always someone that has a much harder situation than you have. And I really suggest to this caller that they look and they see who there is that they know in their community or around them that they could help, because that will heal them.
I had no shoes on.